spend just a little while in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, and we're going to read this particular chapter, and our focus is going to be still and know. Did y'all notice the our church sign that we have up? I tell you, we've had so many events and so many things that's taken place. Brother Calvin and Sister Joy has been busy. I'm just glad y'all know how to spell. But anyway, they've been busy, and you know, I've got a lot of verses. My life verse is Isaiah 40:31, but there's a lot of verses that I've had to claim, and I've had to think about, and I've had to meditate on, and one of the hardest things for us to do is be still. That is one of the hardest things for us to do because we are an active people. We want things to happen. We want things to, you know, we want to achieve. We want things to take place. But sometimes it's important for us to just simply be still and let the Lord work. Everything's in God's time, and anyway, we can't speed things along. And if we try, we're going to make a mess of things if we try to speed things along. So I want tonight, just for a little while, to look at Psalm 46. And verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And that word, Selah. That's to meditate, to think on, to ponder these things that were just spoken. There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the cities of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voices. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease, and to the end of the earth he breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in fire. And verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the day that you've blessed us with, and although our bodies get tired and our bodies get weak and there's so much turmoil and so many things in lives today, Lord, we just ask that you help us tonight. Help us to think on you. Help us to meditate on you. Help us in this hour not to worry about tomorrow or the next day or even the things to come, but help us to take this time to fellowship with you. Help us to meditate on you. Help us to think on you. Help us to worship you. Help us to realize how good you are no matter what comes our way, because we have that help because you said you're our refuge. Lord, we pray that we'll understand just a little bit of how you love us and you help us and you strengthen us just a little bit more tonight. Lord, you know my heart, and you know I need help, that I may speak your word, that people will be encouraged. And if someone doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, will you cause them to realize the only hope that they have is being saved, accepting Christ as their personal Savior. But help us to draw close to you tonight. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. It's been said that many saints of God have found their peak in their spiritual experience in the quietness and in solitude. Notice the words tonight that says, be still and know. Be still and know. What do we know? That I am God. That I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Personal circumstances never exceed God's power and faithfulness. Personal circumstances in our lives will never exceed God's power and God's faithfulness. And I would guess tonight that each one of us and every person, whether they be listening or every person that is here, is dealing with a list of things in their life that they're concerned about, or that they're worried about, or even that they're thinking about. For one person, it can be health. For one person, it can be financial. For one person, it can be family and the troubles in family life. And for many, it's an attack by Satan causing us to lose our focus. You know, I'm convinced tonight that what Satan wants us to do and what his demons wants us to do is for us to lose our focus on the things of God. And the reason I think there's so much emphasis on that is because, first of all, he knows his time is short. And he knows there's things that causes our distractions. And when we become distracted, and when we become stressed, and when we become worried, and when we become overwhelmed, then we are losing our focus on the things of God. And it's easy to do. It's very easy to do in our life. There's so many things that sometimes come at us. And the psalmist said, God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. He's our refuge. He's our strength. Therefore, the conclusion of that, verse 2 says, therefore will not we fear. In other words, though troubles come, though the earth be removed, the word Selah challenges us to meditate on the things of God, to meditate on who He is. And that goes along with be still and know that I am God. Be still. Meditate on the things of God, not on the crisis or not on the troubles or not on the affairs of this world. Sometimes I think we worry too much about the affairs of this world that causes us to be distracted. And it doesn't take long for us to think about and to see things and become very upset about the things that's happening on the world in this world, and we become very upset on how things are being done and how things are being run, and we become very upset about those things. But you know, sometimes we're just as guilty thinking about those things instead of meditating on God, for God is still in control no matter what man does. God is still in control no matter what man does. No matter what happens in this life, God is still in control. And it's easy for us to forget that. It's easy for us to do those things and to forget those things. But the Bible says, be still and know. Be still and know. What do we know? That I am God. Many times, it's hard for us to listen, because we're already one step ahead of someone else. I'll give you an example. Have you ever been talking to someone and you're discussing something with someone and you're trying to maybe explain something, and they're already one step ahead of you, and it's almost like they're not listening. They're not listening to what you're trying to say, and it's almost like they've already got their concluding thoughts, or they've already got their own plans in mind, and they're really not listening to you anyway. You know, I don't want to be that way with God. I want Him to direct me. I don't want to try to be ahead of Him, but I want Him to direct me. And for us to be still, as the Bible says, be still and know. What does being still help us do? Being still helps us listen. Being still helps us learn. Being still helps us watch. Being still helps us be patient. And I'll give you a good one. Be still because He says so. Be still because He says so. You know, have you ever questioned, did you question your parents growing up? And they tell you not to do something and you say, why? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And they try to reason with you, and at the end result, they say, because I said so. Do you know that? Well, that's what God, you know, we need to listen to Him in that shape, in that form. We need to be still because He tells us to be still. But I'll tell you what, we'll be far better off if we do. We'll be far better off if we do, if we just simply take God at His word and listen. And He says why we're to be still. Know that I am God. Know that I am God. When we are still, we can meditate on what, first of all, God has done, and also what God is doing. Know that I am God. In this busy, wicked world, we can be so polluted with the things of this life that it will draw us away. We know we're saved. We come to church. We pray. But you know, even with those things going on, we can be drawn away if we're focusing on the cares of this life too much. And we're all guilty. So there's just a few things here tonight that we'd like to share with you in the time that we have. And we think on these thoughts. Be still and know. First of all, there's a need for silence. There's a need for silence. What can silence do? Be still and know there's a need for silence. Be still. And that is so we can focus our mind. Many don't like silence. Many don't like silence. Darla and I lived in an apartment. And any of you have that's ever lived in an apartment before, there is absolutely no silence. Absolutely no silence. When we moved out of the rent house that we was living in, and we moved into an apartment for about a year and a half there in Kernersville, our first night, we heard so many noises, we didn't know what was going on. One night we heard a fire truck and it was probably about 1 or 2 in the morning, and somebody had set the dumpster on fire. And everybody was coming out of their rooms looking out at this dumpster. Hadn't anybody seen a dumpster get on fire before? But as we focus our mind, we need that silence. We need that silence. Psalm 104 verse 34, the Bible says, my meditations of Him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. My meditations of Him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. We live in a life where there is all kinds of distractions. We live in a life where there's all kinds of distractions. We get pulled from here. We get pulled to there. We have to do this or we have to do that. We have to get this done or we have to get that done. And the pressures come in so many ways. Even waiting for answers is hard. Waiting for answers is hard. There are so many things that can take our attention in life. Where does it leave us? When all these things take our attention, where does it leave us? Our challenge tonight is to focus our minds on the Lord, and He'll help us. You see, this life is temporal. This life is temporal. But thank God, one day we're not going to have to worry about these things. We're not going to have to worry about these things. The things that cause us stress and turmoil today, one day we're not going to have to worry about it. But you know what? While we're here, God gives us direction. He's trying to help us. The Bible says He's our refuge and our strength. He's trying to help us. Be still. Silence can cause us to focus on the things of God. Silence can cause us to focus on the things of God. So we need to be silent. We also need to focus on the time with God. Being still helps us focus on the time with God. Sometimes we have Sometimes we have to make time to do that. Sometimes we have to make time to do that. We become busy and we have to do this or that, or we have to take care of this or take care of that. Sometimes we need to make time. We need to make time. We need to stop sometimes what we're doing and make time for Him, because it's a must. It's a must. It's a must to make time for Him. Let me ask you a question. And I want to see if I'm the only one guilty about this. How many times when you're trying to focus on the Lord, or you're reading the Bible, or you're praying, and you're trying to meditate, whether it be in the morning or the afternoon or through the day, whatever time you have set aside for the Lord in your own meditations, and I hope we do that, but when you're doing that, how many times as you're meditating and you're thinking, does your mind rush to other things? When you're trying to meditate or you're trying to read, your mind for some reason will rush to, oh yeah, I forgot to do this. Or I've got this to do. Or I've got that to do. Or the phone rings. Or there's a other kind of distractions. Or you hear somebody outside your house mowing the yard, and you hear the lawnmower make a loud noise, and you go out and look out the window. I guess what I'm trying to say is, when we're focusing on God, there's going to be those things that try to distract us. There are going to be those things that try to distract us. There are going to be those things when we're tired, we can be guilty. When we're reading, we can be guilty of falling asleep. Or when we're praying, we can be guilty of falling asleep. Look, the disciples did it. The disciples did it when Jesus asked them to take a little bit and pray, and He came back and found them and they were asleep. You see, we're faced with a lot of different things. We're faced with a lot of challenges in life, but the Bible tells us, and the reason the Bible tells us to be still and know that I am God is because it is healthy for us to do that. You know, God isn't doing that for Himself. He's telling us for us to do that. So it's important for us to do that. So we need to be silent. We also need to be, there's a need for solitude. There's a need for solitude. Isaiah 26 verse 3, the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." And notice what it says, "whose mind stays on thee because he trusted in thee." The Gospels record how busy Jesus was during his years of ministry on this earth and in this life. The Gospels record how busy. Mark 1 gives us a lot of different events that took place in one day. But you know what, and I want to read to you Mark, in the book of Mark 1:35, the Bible says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." And that's Jesus seeing the need to pray. Jesus saw the need for solitude. And there's also a need to listen. There's also a need to listen. Listen. Psalm 85 verse 8, the Bible says, "I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them turn not, or let them not turn again to folly." You see what silence does? It helps us listen. It helps us listen. You know, God can give us more help than we could ever imagine if we just listen to Him. Just listen to what His Word says. Listen to how He's directing us. And there are so many demands on our life, but being still helps us listen to what God has for us. To what God has for us. That psalm that I just read, Psalm 85 verse 8, says, "I will hear." I will hear. It takes patience to listen. And patience is one of the hardest things. Patience is one of the hardest things. Having patience. Having patience. How important is patience? When we're meditating and we're thinking about God, and when we're thinking about our life, and we're thinking about the challenges that we have before us, help us to be patient. I've always heard somebody say, you should never pray for patience because God will give you patience. There'll be things that you have to wait on. You know, I'm not so sure. God's going to give us what we need anyway. And God's going to give us what we need to help us to grow. God's going to give us what we need to help us to learn. God's going to give us what we need to help us to understand. And there's going to be some things we don't understand. But you know, there's been a lot of things that I didn't understand in my young Christian life that I understand now. You know, God's going to give us what each one of us need in the way that He wants to give us. We just need to listen. The psalmist says, I will hear. And it takes patience to listen. But you know, we have no better resource. We have no better resource than our Lord and the help He has given us. Proverbs 3 verse 10 says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. I don't know about you, but I want my desire to be to draw closer to the Lord. I want my desire to be that I can help others see Jesus. To help others see Jesus in me. You see, Paul realized when he recorded this in the book of Philippians, Paul realized it wasn't his ability that brought him closer to God. Paul realized it wasn't his accomplishments that brought him close to God. It was his desire to be close to God. And that should be our desire. It's one thing to say it. Yes, I want to be close to the Lord. I want to be close to the Lord. It's one thing to say it. But does our life, and only you know this, and only I know this, but does our life match with what our desire is? Are things getting in our way? Are things troublesome? You know, God has a way of slowing us down. He has a way of slowing us down to where we focus on Him. We have a refuge. We have strength. And we have help in trouble. And that is far greater than what the world could ever offer us. That is far greater, our refuge, our strength, our help in trouble. And the Bible says, therefore will not we fear. We have no reason to be afraid if we meditate and we're still because we know He's God. You know, as we have our invitation, I'd like us to just consider, where are we in our relationship with the Lord? Are we where we want to be? Do we want to grow? Do we want to grow in our fellowship? Do we want to grow to get just a little bit closer? Has there been things in our life that causes us to struggle and causes us to let me just kind of put it simple. Has things gotten in our way of getting close to God? We have the opportunity tonight to be still and know that I am God. No matter what's in our life, if we claim these promises, Be still and know that I am God. Because He's our refuge, He's our strength, He's our very present and help in time of trouble. If we focus on those things, I believe that we can draw closer to God. You know, our desire is that when we come to church that we're glad we came. And that we leave here glad that we came and we've drawn a little closer to Him. I hope that's your desire tonight. And if you would like to come and just talk to the Lord and pray, the altar's always open. But there has to be a drawing, and the Lord has to tell you, you know what? You need to pray tonight. I hope our desire is to draw closer to Him and simply be still and know that He is God. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And we thank You for this psalm and how it's just a reminder to be still. Lord, You know our hearts and our lives, and You know there's so many things that's going on that seem to trouble us and seem to detract us. And sometimes, Lord, You have to slow us down, and sometimes You have to allow things to come in our life that we do slow down. Help us that we can be like Paul that says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Help us to have that desire. And as we have this invitation, Lord, if there's someone that just needs to come to talk to You and say, Lord, I want to listen. I want to listen to You. I need Your help. Help them to be willing to come. And Lord, we give You the praise for all credit that is accomplished in our lives. For it's in Christ's name we pray.